I'm joined in the intermission, my special guest, part of the Legends of Greyhound Hockey, 50 years of the Sioux Greyhounds, my special guest, Romano Carlucci. Romano, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Spank. It's been a long time since I've seen you. Good old days when you used to referee and used to question you about everything.
No question. We had our discussions, let's put it that way. Romano, let's talk about you becoming a member of the Sioux Greyhounds. Boy, what history that was. Back in 74-75, you come over to the Sioux Greyhounds on a trade from the Peterborough Petes. Tell us a little bit about your hockey leading you to the Petes, and then being selected by the Petes, and then being traded to the Greyhounds.
I was a late starter playing hockey. I think I was 10 years old before I put on my first pair of skates and played in any organized hockey. I played in Toronto for the North York Hockey League and then the Metro League, and played midget for the Etobicoke Junior Canucks and Junior B for the Etobicoke Selects the year before I got drafted by Peterborough and went to Peterborough.
Now, Romano, you come over in a trade. Ed Smith and yourself come over to the Greyhounds in return for, as you told me, I believe, some draft picks. That had to be overwhelming for a young man, his first year in the Ontario Hockey League with the Petes, to be traded up north to Sault Ste. Marie, you and Eddie Smith. Talk a little bit about that early time.
I'd just been to the Sioux once when we came up for a game, and after the trade, we're driving through Sudbury. I don't know if I even recall seeing the old rocks of Sudbury in those days, and then coming to the Sioux and wondering, when are we ever going to get there? Finally did make it, and never regretted that trade ever.
Romano, I look back at your stats that first season, 65 games played, 24 goals, 26 assists, 50 points. Boy, you had a good season there. Talk a little bit about that, your season, some of the players on the team that led to your success.
I ended up playing a lot with Eddie Smith that year, some with Tony Como, and Eddie and I played fairly well together. I had those goals all in the Sioux. I hadn't scored yet in Peterborough. It came in mid-November. And actually, my first goal was against Peterborough on a first return trip. So it was a good year. I learned a lot. I got to play a lot of good hockey with good players. Paul Woods, Bruce O'Grady, Mike Hardy, guys that were around for a few years and showed me some of the ropes at the time.
Talk a little bit about the coach that first year. I believe Jim Farrelly was the coach when you come over. You described his coaching style. Describe that to the listeners.
Jim was an interesting guy. Practices, he usually got dressed in hockey equipment. He would go through line rushes, and if you made an error and he didn't like it, he'd tell you to stand off to the side and watch him do the drill, and he didn't mind going up and down doing the drills, and he'd always have his equipment on though, ready to go and show us what we were doing wrong.
Down the road, Jim Farrelly eventually replaced mid-season. Angelo Mabacco took over behind the bench. I look at that second-year team that you remember, the Greyhounds, 75-76. Some players in that team, Mike Kozicki, John Travella, Tim Kulis, a rookie, Craig Hartsburg, Dave Mancuso, a rookie on the team. Just a lot of talent really on that team. Talk a little bit about that team. Obviously, the record started to improve as the Greyhounds.
Yeah, we made the playoffs that year. That was the first year that the new Greyhounds made the playoffs. There was Mike Kozicki was traded to the Sioux for Cary Farrelly that summer, and Mike Kozicki was fighting for the lead in scoring for the whole league. He was unbelievable with that puck and made a big strides. Muzz McPherson came in had his own coaching style that year. And with him, John Travella came in, played with Mike. John Travella came in as a rookie, and I think he had a 50-plus goal season. We had some really good hockey players.
Also, Romano, when I look down at the list of that team, one of my favorite players of all time was Mike Rusin. And I remember as a young man going to the Memorial Gardens, the brawls that used to happen. Mike Rusin eventually... Tony Horvath came over, one of the toughest guys in the league, come over to a member of the Sioux Greyhounds, as well as a local product, tough as nails, Tim Rose. This Greyhound team obviously had a reputation. Talk a little bit about Muzz and his style of hockey.
Muzz was an interesting character. Him and his fedora never had it off, other than the first time I seen it off his head was when he threw it on the ice in probably our first game of the year. He was an interesting character for sure. He came from Manitoba, came to coach us. He coached us a very rugged team in those days. A lot of penalties, a lot of fisticuffs. It was an interesting time, but hockey was different back then as well.
I remember one brawl. It was a bench-clearing brawl. It was in Sault Ste. Marie, and at the time, the Hamilton team was the Hamilton Red Wings. Of course, had Red Wing uniforms, and the Greyhounds had their traditional red and white, and there was 40 pairs of red gloves, let's say, all over the ice. And my biggest concern was, how are they everybody going to find their gloves on the ice? Do you remember that brawl? Talk a little.
There was lots of those kind of nights. So I don't recall that night, but there was lots of those. I recall one in Hamilton when we were down in Hamilton playing the Fin Cups. And there was a line brawl after Craig Hartsburg got hit into the board's head first. Brawl ended up, both benches, coaches, goalies clearing onto the ice. Fans were reaching over the glass at the time, the old Hamilton Arena, and grabbing at us. I ended up in the Hamilton bench with one of their players, and old Bert Templeton was in there as a coach and kind of maybe holding me down with his foot a little. And Tim, I remember Timmy Rose coming over and helping me, pulling me back over the bench.
Wow, those great times, memories for sure. Talk about your future. You finished your career as a Sioux Greyhound. You talked a little bit about being drafted in the WHA. Tell the Greyhound listeners what led to you becoming living here now in Sault Ste. Marie.
Yeah, after my final year with the Greyhounds, I was drafted by the WHA, the old San Diego Mariners, and they had financial trouble. So I didn't end up going there. I ended up going 2 years at York University, played hockey at York, and ended up getting married to a local girl, Dawn, and made our way back to Sault Ste. Marie.
Well, Romano, 33 years, I believe, in the city to police department here, a great citizen of Sault Ste. Marie. Talk about living in Sault Ste. Marie, what that's meant to you and your family.
It was different than living in Toronto at first, at least the winters were, but it's been no regrets at all. The community is great. It's always been good. Spent 33 years with the police department, finished in the detective office, and retired after the 33 years. Been retired now for 8 and enjoying life here in Sault Ste. Marie.
One thing we talked about, I forgot to mention, was the travel back when you were a member of the Sioux Greyhounds. You traveled by airplane, that DC-3. I've heard a couple stories, but you got a fantastic story to share with the listeners.
Yeah, the night, it was the day prior to the sinking of the Edmund Fitzgerald, and we came back after a long weekend, our weekend trip to the east. And we couldn't get into the Sioux that Sunday night, so we had to go back to Sudbury, stayed overnight. And there was a window the next day coming into the Sioux, so we took it. And our usual 50-minute trip ended up being about an hour and a half. And Muzz, with the humor that he had, got up and gave us a eulogy. Poor Pete Taylor was able to talk and tell us what was going on. I remember poor Timmy Rose spending a lot of time not well in the toilet. But it was a pretty quiet trip, and it was interesting. A lot of ups and downs and lefts and rights.
Well, it's certainly nice to see you, and I got to thank you for sharing these memories and for your time as a Sioux Greyhound player. You're a great player with the Sioux, well-renowned, and thanks. We look forward to seeing you at future Greyhound games.
Thanks, Mick, and I watch the Hounds and still follow them regularly.